There's a new report on gene therapy in the British journal The Lancet. Scientists in London have corrected a genetic defect in four children born with no immune system, which leaves them totally vulnerable to infections. The study is preliminary. Even so, scientists say it's important because it confirms the success of another group in France. And what's equally important, scientists say, is how well a little boy in Louisiana named Damian Rodriguez is doing 2 years after gene therapy threatened his life. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
Damian's story actually begins with his older brother, Austin Rodriguez. He was a sickly and stunted child. An astute New Orleans doctor made the diagnosis, severe combined immunodeficiency, or SCID. It's caused by a tiny gene defect, a sort of spelling mistake in the DNA instruction book. To correct it, Austin had a bone marrow transplant from his father. When that failed, he had a second transplant, this time successful. When baby Damian came along, doctors found he had SCID too. Damian's doctor heard that researchers in Paris were doing experimental gene therapy for SCID. They took blood cells out, then slipped a corrected stretch of DNA into a virus, let the virus carry it into the blood cells, then re-injected those engineered cells into the patient. Voila, they hoped, a reconstituted immune system. Raul Rodriguez and his wife took newborn Damian to Paris for the procedure.
Everything went smoothly over there. He was taken care of, came back to the States, and everything looked good there for a while.
Damian was able to live and play like any normal toddler, free from any special treatment. That's a far cry from the bubble boy isolation chambers that used to be the only treatment for such severe immunodeficiency. But when Damian was three, things suddenly didn't look so good anymore.
Damian developed leukemia 2 years ago, December 20th, right before Christmas. He went in sick, and they discovered he had cancer.
So did another child who'd been treated by the Paris group. It was a bombshell that temporarily shut down the French gene therapy experiments. Dr. Marina Cavazzana Calvo is a leader of the program.
We stopped more than 1 year to study, to try to complete to the best of our knowledge the understanding of these two side effects.
What they found was disturbing. The engineered virus had inserted its genetic payload into exactly the same spot in the children's blood cells. That's the equivalent of lightning striking the same place twice. That spot was next to a gene that can cause leukemia if it gets switched on, and that's what the gene therapy did. Disheartened, the Rodriguezes began chemotherapy to treat the leukemia caused by Damian's gene therapy. And last January, the Food and Drug Administration clamped a temporary moratorium on almost 30 studies of gene therapy in this country. Since then, Damian has had some hard times, says his father.
He had 108 weeks of treatment. So I believe he has 9 treatments left. At times, it's very tough. I mean, most cancer patients, it's not that very easy. He's doing good with it. Can't really complain about it. He's still with us, and he's going to get through this cancer, too.
In fact, it looks like he is. For some time now, Damian has been in what doctors call continuous remission with no evidence of leukemia. And despite the battering it's had from chemotherapy, Damian's genetically engineered immune system has bounced back.
The gene therapy is still working like it should, to where it's creating immunities and all that good stuff.
Unfortunately, the other leukemia patient in the French trial recently died. But Dr. Jennifer Puck of the National Institutes of Health says Damian's experience proves a crucial point.
This patient has had his immune system behave like the immune system of a normal child. Is that remarkable? Well, the whole thing is remarkable. His gene therapy was robust enough to come back after chemotherapy, and that's great.
Researchers think they can now minimize the leukemia risk, and they're working on ways to eliminate it altogether. Meanwhile, they say Damian's story, plus the newly published British success, may give gene therapy another lease on life. Richard Knox, NPR News.